This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democratic-controlled U.S. Congress appeared set to approve a stopgap funding measure to avert a partial national government shutdown at midnight Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels across government agencies through December 3rd, but also include $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month, and $28.6 billion to help eastern and southern states recover from devastating hurricanes and western states from raging wildfires. Senate Republicans early this week blocked passage of another measure to avert the shutdown because it also included a provision to suspend the country's long-term debt limit, which they are trying to force Democrats to adopt on their own without Republican support. There have been 21 partial U.S. government shutdowns all since 1976, and including three during former President Donald Trump's one term in office. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed the United States' offer to resume a dialogue, but he says he is open to improving ties with South Korea. In a speech published Thursday in North Korean state media, Kim said the willingness of the United States to hold talks was only a show to cover up what he called Washington's hostile policy. The administration of President Joe Biden has repeatedly called for North Korea to resume negotiations stalled since 2019 on the country's nuclear program. Responding to Kim's speech, the State Department stressed in an email to the VOA Korean service that the U.S. harbors no hostile intent toward North Korea. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. Via remote,